It is 3:15 on July 2nd. I'm going to open a public hearing on House Bill 3696D. Do you want to, Janet, do you want to make any comment on the bill first?
Mr. Chair, thank you. We have the Bee and Growth Bill. You should be starting this, and you have a Hand and Growth copy of the B-15 amendment. The original bill allows the Public Utility Commission to approve public utility resource rate plans as an alternative form of regulation, and these are defined as plans to construct a generating plant or to enter into a wholesale power purchase or sales agreement that exceeds 1 year. The bill contains provisions that how the commission goes about approving these plans, things that they need to take into consideration. An unrelated thing that the bill does is authorize transmission companies to condemn land to construct transmission lines. That's already available to electric utilities, and it would add transmission companies as well. The B-15 amendments allow opt-out of large customers to these resource plans, provided that the decision to opt out does not result in an increased cost or risk to the utility or to other customers. And the commission would also be able to allow other customer classes to opt out on their authority of the commission after commission approval. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Atkins. Okay, Brian Bowe. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you,
Mr. Chair.
Glad to
have you with us this afternoon.
Thank you, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Brian Bowe, and I'm here this afternoon representing Portland General Electric. Mr. Chair, PGE supports House Bill 3696, which will provide a needed tool to regulated utilities seeking certainty when building power facilities or buying power contracts for customers. Regulated utilities have been reluctant to build new generating facilities for fear that after they are built, the Public Utility Commission will not allow them full recovery of the cost, and this concern also applies to power purchased on contract. HB 3696 expands a current statute, ORS 757.210, that is used to allow regulated utilities an alternative form of regulation, referred to as an A4. The A4 is an incentive plan that allows utilities, the PUC, and interested parties to come to agreement on automatic price adjustments without a traditional rate case that usually lasts in excess of 10 months. The current A4 statute acts as an incentive for beneficial utility actions agreed upon in advance. HB 3696 will allow a utility to propose a resource plan for new generation and new power purchase or sales agreements. The PUC staff and all parties will be able to review the plan in public hearings. Certain large customers may opt out of a plan with specific prior notice. Development of a plan may include special terms such as purchases or resources for specific customer classes or specific issues within the plan that may be reopened and subject to renegotiation. It's important to emphasize that this is enabling legislation, and a plan will only go into effect if the Commission and affected parties agree. Plans approved by the Commission under this statute will bind current and future commissions. House Bill 3696 gives both the Commission and utilities an additional tool to use in securing reliable power for Oregon. The certainty of knowing what the Commission will approve will help utilities move forward to negotiate needed power supplies in today's volatile and unpredictable energy market. And again, Mr. Chair, Portland General Electric supports House Bill 3696 and the adoption of the B-15 amendments, which committee staff summarized for you. Those amendments have been developed in consultation with the industrial customers of Northwest Utilities, the Citizens Utility Board, and the Public Utility Commission and staff. So we believe that they are the only consensus amendments that are before the committee at this time.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Bowe. Are there questions for Mr. Bowe? Must have explained yourself very well. Thank you very much, Brian. Okay. Roy Hemingway and Mark Helm. Would you folks come forward?
Good afternoon, Chairman.
It's good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you.
We have a third person, too, if you'll identify yourself.
I'm Roy Hemingway, the Chairman of the Public Utility Commission, and with me on my left is Mark Hellman from our staff, who's the certified smart person on this bill, and Paul Graham, who is the Department of Justice attorney for the PUC. House Bill 3696 puts another tool in the toolbox we have for regulating investor-owned electric utilities. I want to emphasize that this bill is permissive. It does not have to be used by the PUC. It's discretionary on our part. It does allow the commission to approve what are called resource rate plans when a utility that is regulated wants to build a resource. And it can specify certain things about the rate treatment of that plant in advance to reduce the risk that the utility faces when it goes to buy to build a plant and to float the securities that are necessary to finance that plant. The commission has supported this bill because it is permissive and allows us to reduce the risk to utilities from constructing new plants, to monitor the plants as they are constructed, to set the terms in advance as to what we would approve in a plant when it came, when those costs came before us in a rate case. And so we felt that it probably added a positive benefit to customers by virtue of reducing the risk to the utilities. The B-15 amendments are ones that we worked out with industrial customers primarily. It allows the industrial customers to opt out of the rate consequences of a particular plant. In essence, it's a partial deregulation for those customers who would otherwise choose to stay with the utility but do not want to have the consequences of that particular plant. And it has to be a rather large industrial customer. We think there are only, what, about 10 or 12 customers of that size around. I think they're not very many. They expressed some interest in having an opt-out provision, and we agree that that provision can work given the size of those particular customers, which are 9 megawatts and any large load in of the same customer. So, in essence, we support this bill and the B-15 amendments and think it would add another tool in our toolbox.
Thank you. Mark?
Good afternoon. This bill was heard, House Bill 3696 was heard in the House, and the amendments that were attached here, the B-15, the ones dealing with the industrial customers, were amendments that we had offered to work out with the industrial customers on the Senate side. We didn't have time to work them out on the House side. And so these amendments, one dealing with the industrial customers, were anticipated that that would occur. And we also helped clarify the extent to which the commission can or can't review the terms of a resource rate plan. Those were clarified so that there won't be any misunderstandings later on as to what's fair game on these proposals.
Okay. Well,
this is Paul Graham, Oregon Department of Justice. I'm simply here to answer legal questions, okay, if any arise.
Questions? Well, you almost hate to sit, go so easy.
Chairman,
yes, good. Thank you.
We only have questions when these guys don't get along. And it appears that they're getting along. And if they know their industry, I don't who are we to second guess it? And I don't have any consumer questions, which I would normally ask. And so I'm there and prepared to support the amendments.
You know, I think your point, well, taking it on the record, because I'm sure anytime something like this is done, there are consumers who say, wait a minute, is this going to shift some burden to me? And I think, as you're saying, it makes it very clear this is done within the realm of the industries itself and not does not affect the consumer. Is that a fair statement to make, that does not affect the consumer?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. First of all, it doesn't change any standard by which the commission has to act to protect consumers, so that remains the same. Second, this is discretionary on the part of the PUC whether to approve one of these. We aren't required to. And the terms can be quite, the statute is fairly broad in what can be included in these, so we don't have to have a menu of things that we must include in these things. There are some things that we may decide to exclude and leave to a rate case. And third, we think that by reducing the risks of going into a major power plant construction, for a utility, their costs of capital go down, and thus that can provide a benefit to ratepayers.
Okay, Senator Mesrae.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Do we have anyone from the public utilities signed up to testify today?
We don't. Yes.
I asked a question
earlier. Brian. Yeah, Brian's probably representing the. You mean publicly owned utilities?
Public utility districts.
Like the PUDs?
Mm-hmm.
And co-ops.
Do we have anyone here from the PUDs or the co-ops? Yes. Go on up. Slide a chair up there and we'll get you in here.
Mr. Chair, Tom O'Connor with the municipally owned electric utilities. I didn't hear the question.
Senator Mesley, you want to repeat your question?
I just want to hear on the record whether they're supportive of this measure.
Mr. Chair, municipal utilities are neutral on this bill. We don't. It's nothing that we have a problem with.
Okay. Mr. Chairman,
yes.
The Public Utility Commission does not regulate the rates or the economic side of any of the publicly owned utilities, whether they're municipalities, co-ops, or PUDs. We do regulate safety issues with respect to them, territorial allocation, and there was one other thing that just slipped my mind. Contingency plans there in the event of an emergency. So.
From what I've heard this afternoon, it's conceivable that by passing this bill, and if you consider the consumers out there, the ratepayers, it's conceivable that it could reduce their rate rather than increase their rate.
Mr. Chairman, yes, that's our belief, and that's what we would be looking at very carefully in this if one of these resource rate plans came before us. I don't know whether there's anybody in the audience from any group that might be opposed to this bill. The issue in the past has often been that a utility builds a plant and doesn't know how their Public Utility Commission is going to deal with that plant until the plant is completely built. And that means that they run a risk that a commission could say, we're not going to allow any of these costs into rates. And when a utility has got a fair amount of its capital on the line to build these plants, that puts them at some state of risk. The Utility Commission would still retain, under the resource rate plan, the ability to look at these costs and say that these costs that you put into this plant were imprudent. You spent way too much money on it, for instance, and to disallow those costs. But basically, to specify the rate treatment of those costs in advance, we think reduces risk.
It's a front-loading the system rather than afterwards.
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions? Yes.
Just so that I understand this, Roy. So with the Dash 15 amendment, so but a customer who decides, gee, I don't want to be a part of this who receives electricity from one of these sites that reaches a certain standard, and they buy it elsewhere on the market, and if that cost ends up being greater, that they bear that cost so that the it is not borne by other customers if they opt out. Is that my understanding?
Essentially, that's correct. What the commission would probably do in this circumstance is this customer actually would be a customer that remains with the utility, doesn't leave, isn't buying power on the market. But we would take that portion of the plant, of that portion of their costs, which relate to this plant, and charge them basically a market rate. So they would take that risk that they would be buying in the market for that portion of their rates that's related to this plant.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. Any questions? Okay, thank you. I'm going to close the public hearing on House Bill 3696B. I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 3696B.
Mr. Chairman, I move the dash 15 amendments to HB 3696.
Senator Metzger has moved the dash 15 amendments to House Bill 3696, and I believe you heard those amendments. You have copies of them, and you have the hand engrossed copies along with the amendments themselves. Is there any discussion on the dash 15 amendments? Hearing none, the dash 15 amendments are adopted.
Mr. Chairman, I move HB 3696 be as amended to the Senate floor sometime very soon with a due pass recommendation.
This week, or do you prefer it next week?
I don't. You may be around next week, but nobody else is going to.
I see. Okay. Senator Metzger has moved House Bill 3696B to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there
As amended.
Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, is there any objection? House Bill 3696B, as amended, is adopted. Will be sent to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Carrier.
I don't mind.
Senator Carter will be the carrier for the bill, okay? This committee will be adjourned, but we will be coming back possibly, we don't know quite when, but on 3408. And I think that's the only bill we have really in the hopper right now. Unless we are at the call of the chair at any time.
You don't mean today?
No, I don't think it'll be today. Probably tomorrow sometime. Okay? Any other information?
Business?
Okay. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Are you on the floor?
4:30.